In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss interpretation, hearing Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2.
Yehuda Hanani, I've always been somewhat suspicious of critics, because critics are always saying, I didn't like this interpretation. I don't think it was correct. I don't think it was right on. So talk to us a little bit about the whole concept of interpretation.
Well, this is a very complicated, very complex issue. It becomes more complex when the message is more subtle. If it's just angry or funny, just basic kind of flavors, it's easier to project. But quite often, and that's where critics will disagree a lot, quite often there is a contrast between the content and the appearance, or the interpretation and the message. Kierkegaard has an interesting story in his book Either Or about in the theater, two clowns walk on the stage, red nose and all, and they wave their hands and they say, "The building is on fire! Run out!" And everybody is laughing. And they say again, "Please run for your life!" And everybody is thinking that this is hilarious. And of course, he ends up by saying that's how the end of the world will come, with everybody thinking that it's a great joke.
Well, was it a joke? But are you leaving us hanging?
No, but I'm just giving you an example of the contrast between the message and the delivery.
Well, I'm a simple man. I just need to know. Well, were the clowns telling the truth?
If you're a simple man, you should go to a restaurant that serves either salty or sour or hot food, but nothing that's more complicated and more sophisticated than that, because sophisticated cooks know that, you know, sweet and sour, pungent and, you know, much more complex a combination of flavors, and this is what you get in music quite often.
Okay.
So, you know, is Charlie Chaplin funny, or is he...
Not funny.
Or never tugs at your heartstrings, never makes you feel sentimental?
I never felt he tugged at my heartstrings. I never felt he was funny. I always felt it was not funny to see a guy fall on his face.
Oh, okay. All right.
So now that's interpretation.
Right. You know, William Saroyan has a beautiful short story. It's called The Laughing Man. And it's a story about a child who was kidnapped by gypsies, and they tore the corners of his mouth, so he forever looks like he's laughing. And he's an elevator man, and everybody gets annoyed at him because he's always laughing. You know, cut out this ridiculous laugh. And only when he's killed by an elevator accident, and they find him dead there with a big laugh on his face, big smile, they realize that all these years he was crying. This is an extreme example of...
I don't get it. Why would he be crying if, in fact, he had this permanent face? You would know that he wasn't laughing, but how would you know he was crying?
When something very sad happens, and a person looks at you and he has a big smile on his face, you get annoyed, don't you?
Yeah, well, I know people like that.
This is the essence of the story. And, of course, only at the very end they find out that the truth was that he was actually crying. So
how do you know that? You know he wasn't laughing, but you don't know he was crying.
All right.
Okay, but your point is taken. Now, what are we going to hear today in terms of music?
To move it, just one more example.
Yeah.
In the movies.
Yeah.
In the movies. What's more effective? If you know from the start who is the bad guy, or when the smiling, friendly neighbor turns out to be the monster?
Right.
This is exactly what we sometimes face in music, and the question in musically speaking here is how to interpret the last movement of a Shostakovich fourth movement. It begins with a very innocent kind of a Hasidic tune. It was written in 1943, and I don't have to say anything else. I mean, it was under the Stalin terror. It was during the Holocaust. And it's a lovely klezmer tune. It's in the vein of "If I Were a Rich Man," this type of music. And before you know it, it gets torn to shreds and all hell breaks loose. Now, how do you begin this movement? Do you already have a premonition? Do you give the listener a feeling that something horrible is about to happen? Or do you play it naively and beautifully, and then the ceiling comes falling in? So I once took this approach. I played it cutely and sort of like and as if I didn't know what was coming. And a critic blasted me for not understanding the piece because I made this kind of choice. The recording that I have here is by three Russians. And I think that they try to play it spooky right from the start. But I'll leave it to the listeners to decide.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.